With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A defiant Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country will not accept the outcome of U.S.-Russia talks on ending the war without participating in the negotiations. And at this point, Zelensky says Ukraine will not be at the table. President Trump says he is certain that Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to wrap things up in Ukraine.
I think he wants to stop fighting. I see that. We spoke long and hard. Steve Witkoff was with him for a very extended period, like about 3 hours. I think he wants to stop fighting. They have a big, powerful machine. You understand that.
High-level U.S. and Russian diplomats, including Secretary of State Rubio and Russia's Foreign Minister Lavrov, are due to meet tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. Also at SRNNews.com, 9 of the 10 storm-related deaths over the weekend were in Kentucky. The state's been swept by destructive flash flooding, and the bad weather isn't over yet. There's a new storm brewing in the country's midsection.
That system's going to be pressing eastward through the Ohio Valley late Tuesday, early Wednesday, and then start to affect the East Coast on Wednesday. Still some differences in our models that with respect to the exact track of it, but there is definitely a potential for heavy snow to come out of the Ohio Valley, Central Appalachians on Wednesday, move across the mid-Atlantic.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service. A polar vortex expected to send temperatures plunging across the Rockies and the Northern Plains. Temperatures in northeastern Montana predicted to drop as low as 45 degrees below zero. Efforts to streamline government reached the FDA over the weekend. Sources say recently hired employees who review the safety of food ingredients, medical devices, and other products were fired on Saturday evening. Meanwhile, reports the IRS workers there could be next on the chopping block. This is SRN News. Christians are being made homeless in sub-Saharan Africa.
Persecution in the region is on the rise, as has been widely reported for years. But displacement is a lesser-known story. According to Open Doors U.S., more than 16 million Christians have been driven out of their homes in sub-Saharan Africa by violent attacks and civil wars. A family suddenly put out of their home can only hope to find a refugee camp, and in many countries, those aren't available either. Displacement also means the loss of income. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has put a two-week hold on President Trump's executive order aimed at preventing doctors from carrying out sex change operations on children. The judge's ruling comes in response to a lawsuit filed earlier this month on behalf of families with children who allege their so-called gender transitions are being compromised. The president's action would withhold federal funds from any medical institution that helps kids live as the opposite sex. SRN News. An 18-year-old male claiming to be a female is charged with plotting a Valentine's Day school shooting.
The focus of the planned attack was Mooresville High School in Indiana. Officers identified the suspect as Trinity Shockley, who claims to be trans and goes by the name Jamie. According to court documents, someone called the Sandy Hook Promises Say Something Anonymous reporting system to report that their friend was planning a shooting in Indiana on February 14th. Court documents say Shockley sent multiple messages about his plans to people on the social media platform Discord. Shockley's charged with one count of conspiracy to commit murder and two counts of intimidation, threat to commit terrorism. A pretrial conference is set for May 19th. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Russia has freed another American, this time a 28-year-old U.S. citizen arrested this month on drug charges. He's been released, according to Russian media reports, as well as a U.S. official. More details at SRNNews.com.